I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And it's time to learn how to deal with your health naturally. Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic is here, and she's going to highlight a health issue and explain how we can deal with it naturally. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What do you have for us today?
Well, I want to talk about the effects that Wi-Fi has on our body. So really, our health is directly affected by a variety of things we cannot see, but are known to be true. We don't see air, but air quality certainly can affect us on smoggy days. We can't see UV radiation, but we can feel the effects while we're sitting at the beach. And the same can be said for electromagnetic radiation or EMF radiation. And a growing number of people are reporting symptoms, health issues that directly correlate to something called electrical hypersensitivity or radio frequency radiation. And over the last 20 years, physicians with the American Academy of Environmental Medicine have been actually seeing patients whose symptoms appear to be triggered by something called dirty electricity. And basically, that's high frequencies which travel along the electric wires between power sources and the electric grid. And, power lines, televisions, computers, other electrical devices, these all have an effect on our body. And really what happens is EMF radiation or electromagnetic radiation can affect something called the mitochondria in our cells. And these are fundamentally the energy-dependent process in our body. And when we have EMF-induced disruption of our mitochondria, it can actually trigger things like neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, and actually play a part in other diseases and health issues. And I've actually seen patients who have had electromagnetic sensitivity. And typically the patients that I think about are those people that are spending a lot of time on their cell phones, people that are spending a lot of time in front of their computers. And I actually had a patient one time that was a computer person, and he was surrounded by three different computers. It was part of his job. And he noticed over a period of time that he started to get a lot of fatigue, a lot of headaches. Sometimes we see fibromyalgia, increased risk of cardiovascular disease. His blood pressure went up for no reason. He wasn't overweight or anything like that. His eating, he was eating well, he was exercising. But his blood pressure went up quite significantly every time he was in the office. And then it started to change as well, where he noticed blood pressure increases at home. And there actually are some devices that you can monitor and measure, for example, EMF radiation coming off of certain devices. But we actually tracked it to a chandelier, if you can believe it, over his dining room table. Certainly at work, the computers at work were a significant source, but at home on the weekend, we couldn't figure out what the issue was. And there was a chandelier over his dining room table where he used to work during the day or, on the weekend, and that was a significant source of EMF radiation. And when we actually tested him, I actually lent him a device to actually monitor that. It was very, very high, and he actually changed the chandelier, and he noticed that his blood pressure started to go down. So these kinds of things can have a direct effect on our health long-term, chronically for diseases, but also it can have an immediate effect on the body. And his headaches started to go away as well. So, when we think of EMF radiation, there's a number of different things that we can do. We can measure those kinds of devices. The typical things that I advise people to do is turn your Wi-Fi off at night. A lot of patients have sleep issues. They have difficulty sleeping. Putting your Wi-Fi on a timer at night is a very easy way, so that it turns off at night and then turns on in the morning, is a really easy way to reduce your EMF radiation at night while you're sleeping. And some patients who are electrically sensitive are affected by the Wi-Fi in their house at night. So I've seen that with patients where they've just turned it off and been able to fall asleep a lot more easily. People that use cell phones, for example, to help them sleep at night if they're listening to meditation tapes, put the cell phone on airplane mode. So those are two basic things, and there's lots of other tips that I give to patients, and certainly if patients are interested or they feel they have symptoms that might be triggered by electromagnetic sensitivity, they can give my office a call at 905-707-2001, or they can go onto my website at thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So you're a dirty electricity detective. You have the devices so that we can find out if, in fact, the Wi-Fi around us is affecting our health. And then you're not telling us to pop pills. You're giving us advice so that our blood pressure can go down and we can address this problem naturally.
Actually, exactly. And they actually are devices that you can put in your house into your wall plugs to reduce the dirty electricity as well. So without medication, you can lower your blood pressure if that's certainly the root cause. And, of course, a natural naturopathic medicine, we're always trying to find out what the root cause of any illness or any of the health conditions are.
So if this conversation resonates with you, or you have other health issues and you want to deal with them naturally, then take down Dr. Betty Rosendahl's number. You have a complimentary consultation, 15 minutes either by phone or in her office, and the number is 905-707-2001. I'll repeat that, 905-707-2001, or log on to the website thornhillnaturopathic.ca, and you can get there just by remembering marylands.ca. So no reason to neglect your health, and you definitely can approach it naturally. And I look forward to learning more next week, Dr. Betty.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Thank you.